What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Ed. We're talking about the red flag laws. And unfortunately, anytime you try and do something with a positive outcome, it's going to get abused. I mean, take a look at how the internet itself has become a haven for cyber criminals and bullies and abusers. And it reveals something very dark about human nature. And to me, signals that since I was a kid, there has been a decline in the morality of the American people, where today's morality is gimme, gimme, gimme. I want free stuff. The empowerment of being able to hurt people often anonymously.
You know, Mike, we have more crime in the inner cities than we do, let's say, in the suburbs, in the state I'm calling from. And yet yes. There's no call to action of any governor, any mayor, to send in the National Guard and disarm MS-13, the Crips or the Bloods or whatever gang that's holding, neighborhoods hostage. There just isn't. It's only when you have a mass shooting done by white people that it seems it makes press. More people died on 4th of July in Chicago, probably in that mass shooting, one weekend. And where was the news regarding that? Because they were blacks? It didn't matter? Or is there
a, no, there is. Sort of there's definitely a bias. You know, I mean, our entire culture right now is going down the path of Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Namibia, where, white people are being openly discriminated against. And, of course, that's something the Democrats have been selling for quite a long time. That everything that's gone wrong with the country is the fault of white heterosexual males. The media is selling that idea that all the racial violence in the streets is being caused by white people. You're right. When there's racial violence being carried out by non-white people like Antifa, it's treated as being, if it's reported on at all, it's treated as justified payback, revenge. And there really is an anti-white male bias in our society, and I find it very, very troubling.
I find it troubling that my children and grandchildren will live in a society that will resemble South Africa, let's say a generation from now. The white birth rate has dropped almost to the point where we're not reproducing anymore, and we're allowing in people with IQs of below 70, especially from Somalia, into our country, without being properly vetted, and Trump's not done a damn thing in my book to stop it. After all, I did vote on borders, I did vote on a fence, and I did vote on mass deportation of criminals. Yet none of this has happened. It's just like an invite, come on over to America, shoot up as many people as you want, nothing's going to happen to you, come rob, pillage, rape, whatever you want to do, it's a land of plenty. But my question goes a little bit further. What happens when the well runs dry, Mike, when there's no more money? I mean, there are no more white people producing money as they were back in the 70s and 80s when we were still one of the richest countries in the world. Everyone's on welfare. Everyone's on Social Security disability. Everyone's got a handout from the government. It used to be a time when you had like 16 people for every one person on Social Security. Now I think it's like 1-to-1 or 2-to-1. And now that we have welfare, we've become a state where anyone can come here automatically get welfare. And those who were born in this country, raised in this country, fought and, worked in it, we don't get the same things. Veterans I've known since childhood still are waiting for their pensions or waiting for them to turn 65 so they could try to eke out a living. And yet you get people coming over from everywhere, just automatically put on Social Security, anything they can get for, vote Democrat. Just vote Democrat. And I honestly believe this will be the last time we'll have a Republican governor in my lifetime. It's just too close. The ballots are just, Broward County.
if the Democrats get away with it this time, if the American people don't stand up and make a stink about it, from now on, the Democrats are just going to cheat because they know they can get away with it. They're very good at it. They've been doing it for decades. The Republicans don't seem to want to fight back on that issue. Of course, part of the problem is that the Democratic leadership, they're all people of color, minorities, women, gay. And anytime a Republican stands up to criticize one of them, oh, you're being racist, you're being, you know, sexist, you're being this and that. People who are talking about, you know, Brenda Snipes doing a clearly fraudulent election down there in Florida are being smeared in the corporate media for being woman haters or racist. And it's the way the Democratic Party has evolved to be. And it's going to take a major event to break out of this cycle, which is why I'm saying that the best outcome that I could see for this country is a Soviet Union style collapse and a complete rebuild from the ground up.
Starting with
current constitution, the first 13 amendments. And we just say right from the start, those career politicians from the last mess up, they're the reason we had all of this. They are automatically excluded from taking part in the new government.
You know, the ancient Spartans used to judge politicians at the end of their terms to see whether or not they did a good job or not. Those who did a good job survived. Those who did not were, well, they didn't live to see another day. I'm in favor of that. It may sound antiquated, but, you know, when you have lifelong politicians and who go on virtually poor, come out multimillionaires, something's wrong. They don't listen to their constituents anymore. They don't even campaign anymore. My congressman.
No, they listen to the big money. You know, they go to the Sheldon Adelsons and the George Soroses, and they just, you know, rack up millions and millions of dollars, and they're selling the country out to the billionaires.
Well, you know, it's lobbyists, whether it's AIPAC or whether it's Guns of America. I think, personally, all lobbyists should be banned from at least 10 miles from the Congress. I mean, they have no place being there to begin with. But, you know, we allow it to happen. We just do. And it's a shame.
Yeah. You know, when this country was originally designed by the Founding Fathers, they did a very good job. There were certain things they did not anticipate and couldn't anticipate. But the basic principle was that the authority and power was spread across the country, that all of those states were separate sovereign entities that had authority over everything that happened internal to their borders. And the centralized federal government was to act as an arbitrator between the separate states, and in time of war would come up with an army. But it
that
was
ended pretty much after that pretty much ended after the Civil War, though, when a lot of the southern states were forced back into the Union.
If you go study the Constitution, you look at all those amendments that were passed right after the Civil War, and you see the entire structure of the nation completely redone, where even the separate states that had been on the Union side paid a heavy price for the Civil War in terms of loss of their sovereignty, loss of independence. The federal government saw an opportunity to really expand itself, and it took advantage of it.
I finally took a good read of the Confederate Constitution. It seemed more to the Founding Fathers' thoughts than the Constitution we had after 1870. It really does. I mean, a president had 1 6-year term, which is good. You're not spending hundreds of millions of dollars for reelection. And where is that money coming from? How many billions were spent this year just for the midterms alone? $5 billion plus. You know how many poor people that could feed, Mike? How many American citizens could at least have a comfortable living off of $5 billion?
Yep. But no, the billionaires they've warped our system to where money talks. President Trump demonstrated that by giving the Medal of Freedom to a donor's wife. It just makes a travesty out of the whole thing. The government is for sale. We're open for business. They should
there's some good videos out there about, I hate to say, going back to the guns. That's the only thing that's kept us pretty much free, unlike old Rhodesia and South Africa and in Eastern Europe. You know, once they start chipping away at our constitutional rights to bear arms, there's Second Amendment's gone. All 13, 14 amendments are gone. There's no constitution left. We live in a communist society. But, you know, going back to who should have guns, I mean, who decides that? A psychiatrist when you apply for one? Certain states like Florida, the very constitutional, but that's going to change soon once we get a Democrat governor in here.
Well, I mean, the Second Amendment has already been watered down. There are all these laws limiting the kind of weapons that ordinary citizens can have, even though the Supreme Court has ruled on more than one occasion that because of that militia clause in the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment reserves to the American people exactly the same kind of military weapons being held by the uniformed forces. And the reason for that, of course, obviously, is to allow the American people to give the government a good reason to be polite, mind its business. But with all these laws about limiting magazines and, you know, I would expect we're probably going to see a situation like they have in some other countries where you can own a gun, but you have to store it at a gun club where it's under lock and key, and you have to go on down there, use it at the club, and not bring it home, which, of course, undermines the whole thing of being able to defend your home with a firearm, which now is something a lot of people have to do every single year, more than one and a half.
I'm sorry, but my younger son's wife is from Jamaica, and they're only allowed something like 100 rounds for their shotgun a year, or is it 200 rounds? I forget the number, but it's a low amount. They're only allowed shotguns, and most of the people there, they hunt to live.
Yes.
And I'm wondering how long it's going to take before the Democrats say, well, you no longer need, okay, semi-automatics, okay, we'll get rid of magazines, even with a pistol, go back to a six-shooter. Well, you really don't need six bullets in a gun. I mean, where does it end? I don't know. Because, you know, here in the state I'm in, you can go out and buy a 50 caliber. If you've got $15,000 with you and are willing to pay $100 per round, you could do it. A lot of states, like from New Jersey, where I originally came from, you had to go to your chief of police and you had to apply for it, and it would take up to 6 months, depending on whether he wanted to hand them out or not, to get your firearms license. Certain states don't do that, which is why I moved to the South, and I see the South becoming the North, and where the hell else are we going to go? I mean, I'm just looking to protect my family from the day that things do go South, and, you know, bow and arrow is not going to do it, in my opinion.
Well, we're going to have to use what we've got available to us. Now, the reality is, I recognize that I am too old, and I'm feeling the symptoms of being old. I'm never going to be in the trenches or on the front lines of any kind of a military conflict. And even if I was able to do something like that, I still think it's a bad idea.
Oh, I think
and I understand
a lot of
people disagree with me.
I want to see peace. I want to see my children and grandchildren live in peace and harmony and have a better life than I had. But I don't see that better life anymore. I don't. And with the violence escalating, as you said, it is escalating as
years
go by.
It's
not going to get. It's not going to get any better. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I try to tell my children to love one another as, you know, you love yourself. I mean, after all, it's probably one of the greatest commandments out there. But not everybody lives by that. And you know, there are certain sections of town you can't even walk through anymore.
Getting back to the violence, which now that the midterms are over seems to have abated at least temporarily, but it is a situation. Brown shirt tactics being used against conservatives. I've seen other writers basically say that similar kind of jingoism driven violence was basically happening prior to our Civil War. So it does look like we're heading in a bad direction. Anyway, listen, Ed, I need to let you go. The phone lines are loading up. I've got
thanks a lot, Mike. God bless and talk patiently. To you soon.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thank you for being so patient. What's on your mind today?
Well, a couple of things, if you don't mind, Michael. I thank you for being there today on Veterans Day, Armistice Day, and whatever else they want to call it. But I want to take a precise and distinct exception between this ludicrous absurdity and preposterosity of pretextually assuming and presuming that the right to life incorporates the insane concept that you can murder babies and call it abortion and have it equally the same basis whatsoever. It's just, it is absolutely absurd and ludicrous.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I understand that, you know, the human population is large and is growing, and that's because sex is a lot more fun than dying. How it's going to eventually work out, I mean, we're heading into a major war that tends to thin down the population. They're worried about Ebola in Africa actually getting off the continent now. They're concerned that it's actually going to spread over to Uganda. So something could eventually happen. I just have a real problem with this idea of murdering the unborn to make life more comfortable for those people who've already been around for 20 or 30 years. And again, I acknowledge there are circumstances under which abortion is medically necessary, severe birth abnormality, cases of rape or incest. Where I am uncomfortable is where women want to go around saying, I'm not that type of girl, and they're not taking precautions, and then they have a few too many, and they wind up discovering they are that type of girl. And they just go to the doctor and say, you know, get rid of it for me. It's retroactive birth control. I do have a problem with that.
Well, the let's call it the genetic embedded imprint to replicate is put there by the Creator for a purpose, and it's to replenish the earth, as we're counseled. And so absolving yourself of personal liability for your own actions is a pretty broadly general feigned claim of exonerating yourself by murdering one of God's creations to preserve your own character or lack of dignity. It's just insane. If I might shift gears and bring something this Armistice Day that's very important, there's a case called, in fact, there's two cases. One of them's called Latif, L-A-T-I-F, versus Holder. The other one is a little complicated. It's Ibrahim versus the Department of Justice, the TSA. And these cases speak to the very dangerous concept that there's any reliability whatsoever on these so-called government-maintained security databases of the TSA, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, or DOJ, because of the fatally unsound policies that they call oversight and assurance of accuracy, because their overseers appear to be preoccupied with other activities, perhaps perusing the Internet for porn videos or other interest of their own self-interest, and thereby they are not doing their job to be sure that people who are wrongly with no fact-specific basis whatsoever, like myself, placed upon the terrorist watch hit list or the do not fly list specifically. One of them is do not fly, the other is the terrorist watch list, and many Middle Easterners, as well as American former military people, have been unlawfully. In fact, they speak in April of, I think it was 2009, they had over 9,000 wrong people placed on the terror watch list. And that's just one instance on one day. And myself being victimized, and you were speaking about red flag.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Chris, stay on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Chris in Las Vegas. And Chris, you were telling us about I guess it was these two lawsuits.
Well, I was, and even more importantly, I was in the DCF's court here, the Department of Child and Family Services, Child Protective Services here in Las Vegas, about a month ago with my former bride, who apparently by the FBI was either co-opted, coerced, threatened, terrorized, or bribed to tell lies about me and claim that she was in fear for my life and have my gun seized and my home unlawfully searched. Myself, I was unlawfully arrested, unlawfully detained, violently attacked two different times in court and in psychiatric evaluation assessment for dangerousness, not because of what I do, but because of what I know, my knowledge and study in law and exposing some of the tactics of the bar trade has put me in a target position. And so while she was on the stand, the salient question that was the smoking gun that was asked was, how did she happen to know that I was trying to get my guns back when she had no first-party competent knowledge? The judge asked her, and she says, well, the FBI called me up, and they suggested that I should get this temporary restraining order extension on the one that was expired back in January of 2018 to preclude him from getting his guns back. Well, thankfully, the judge, Amy Mattson, had the good conscience to tell her that this was not terrorism, this was not stalking, and that if the FBI didn't want her to have want me to have my guns back, they were going to have to figure it out on their own, because that court was not going to be involved in it. And it was just too bad. And they found for me the adversary in that particular case, although I'm still working on having them turn over the original one, when I had no due process of law, no substantial justice, because I was locked up in maximum security for 31 days under a false arrest and not invited to attend to defend while I was in maximum security, therefore obstructed from all substantial justice and all American due process of land law here in America, and did not get to defend myself. And this is the dangerous hazard of these agency actions. The FBI, there are many good people in the FBI, don't misunderstand me, that love America, but there are many embedded Obamaite, Saul Alinsky agents that are still in that organization that are defiling it, and like Rob the Rat Rosenstein. We thank them for Bill Priestrap's and others that have some love of America here that try to protect this country, but these anti-American terrorists that are embedded within are very dangerous to America and to Trey Gowdy's favorite institutions. So thank you so very, very much, Michael. Happy Veterans Day to you, and God bless America.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch on over to Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Can you hear me, Mike?
You're on the air.
Okay. In the Providence Journal, in Providence, Rhode Island, the front page article reads, Francis Macron gives stock warning of demons rising. In the article, it goes on to mention that he was addressing the world leaders. And he said the dangers of nationalism and of nations that put themselves first above the collective good. Collective good sounds like 1917 in Bolshevik Russia.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
The old demons, now this is what he said about our veterans who died and are maimed and went through hell in Europe. Here's what he said about
yes.
them. The old demons are rising again, ready to complete their task of chaos and of death, Macron said. Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Catch that.
Yes.
Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. So patriotism now, in his eyes, is patriotism to the one world government, or the global government.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. But that's what Macron is selling there. He's selling the one world government and saying that, yeah, if you're going to be a patriot, you have to be patriot to that one world government. And we can see already how this has not worked out very well, certainly not for the European Union. And you need to study the European Union and realize that everything that's been happening there will happen to the entire world on a much larger scale if they accomplish this idea of bringing down all the nationalist governments and getting their one world rule. It's going to be history's worst dictatorship.
It's going to be, Mike, the philosophy that they had for this New Age movement. All the governments of the world have to be on the same field.
Okay, Joe.
Economically.
Joe, got to put you on hold here. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in Rhode Island, and we're talking about globalism and the one world government. And, of course, the idea is nothing new. We have had conquerors throughout history who wanted to conquer the whole place so they could just stand up there and say, hey, I'm a pretty good guy. Alexander the Great, good example. He basically conquered what was known of the world at that time and then promptly divvied up among his generals when he was dying or being poisoned. We're not really sure about that. Rome wanted to conquer it all. And now, of course, we have the U.S. clearly in a campaign of hegemonic domination of the rest of the world. And all this goes back to the Project for the New American Century in the 1990s, which was setting out these policy papers saying, hey, the U.S. is the only remaining superpower. Let's act like one and just take the place over. Okay, apparently we have lost Joe. So let's switch over to David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, when you were speaking a little about abortion, that about a year or so ago, I was looking for the article. I couldn't find it, but I wrote down some notes. There was about 5 groups that were leftist. One was that were against abortion. One is called Secular Pro-Life. .org. One is called Life Matters Journal. radio on, okay. One is called New Wave Feminism. One is called And Then There Were None. And then there's Secular yes. Pro-Life, Democrats for Life of America, Feminists for Nonviolent Choices, and Pro-Life Allies. And one more thing, a bumper sticker says, if the choice is to kill, and the kill is capitalized, if the choice is to kill, then yes, I'm anti-choice. So I just had some notes from a year or so ago. So there is groups on the left that are, they see it as violence, you know. And if it's such a good thing, then we should show the films everywhere, show films of leftists should show films of abortion because it's so harmless.
Yep.
And so, yeah. So that's about all I had, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, absolutely. And I understand that the push for everybody to be for all these abortions to be available is rooted in this desire to reduce the overall human population. And I understand that that would be a good thing. It's just I don't feel that anybody has the right to stand up there and play God just because they've got a lot of money and decide that these people will have children, these will not. These people over here have to live shorter lives. These people over here are going to live longer lives. Anytime I get somebody who's talking to me about what a terrible problem overpopulation is, I'll say, all right, there's a very tall building right over there. Go up to the top.
There you go.
Jump off.
Here, yes. Yeah, there you
try,
go.
Try and hit a banker on the way down.
I add something. That's a good one. I add something. I say, we'll have a party for you first. We'll cook meals for you and everything. Then go, okay, leave. Especially the one, and they say no. You need us because we're the environmentalists or whatever. We got to designate who goes, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, we're the liberals. It's all you conservatives that have to go extinct.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. And what was the other thing? I guess it slipped my mind. That's about it.
Okay, David, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and I understand that we've reconnected with Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha, Joe. Welcome back to the show. And again, we were talking about the globalist agenda and how throughout history, it's an idea that keeps resurfacing time and time again, and it usually winds up being very, very bad for ordinary people who are just trying to live their lives.
Right. The New Age movement, Michael, in times past, publications, their mantra was that all nations have to be on the same keel economically. In other words, they all have to be on an even basis. And that's what Mr. Macron said in his article, Above the Collective Good. So they want this economic system to be equal right across the board, you know, economically. And
well,
you know,
the reasoning is simple, because unless everybody's economy is ground down to the same level, when they really do drop all the borders, people are going to be running from the poorer areas to the wealthier areas like we've got happening right now in Mexico.
Exactly, yes. So, I mean, it seems as though that agenda is pretty much coming to pass. I mean, years ago, I remember them talking about universal health care. One of the politicians was talking about universal health care on their platform. And this seems like a backdoor coming into that universal health care, what they're doing today.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a they are achieving their goals. So I tell people to be aware, knowledge is power, be aware of what's going on so that you can make the moves to do what you have to do to protect your countries. And to at least advise them of what's coming with the globalism so that, you know, you're able to function properly.
And, well, again, yes,
the same, Mike, but go ahead, Mike.
The globalists have been trying to implement their agenda, starting with the European Union and the less well-defined North American Union. But as we can tell in the EU right now, it's not really working out. And I'm sure the people who were planning all of this were just thinking that they were going to drive everybody's economic status down to third world levels, drop the border, and then everybody would just, you know, be kind of friends with each other. Didn't work out. The reality of what all of this globalism and open borders is doing is now apparent in front of everybody's face, and there is a huge pushback. Now we're hearing that Italy is refusing to bow down to Brussels. They may be thinking about making an exit as well, because they have been really, really hard hit by both the economics of the European Central Bank and that open border refugee crisis.
I just spent a month in Italy, all over, quite a few places in Italy I got around to. And I'll tell you, I had somebody with me that understood Italian and the dialects. And he read me the newspapers of the front page articles, what was going on. And there's battles going on between Italy, Spain, France. They're all pointing the finger at each other. You're not taking enough immigrants in and this and that. And they're all broke. These countries are all broke. Italy is flat broke. They can't afford to take another person in. They're coming in from across the Aegean Sea. They're coming in from all over the place. They're coming in from Romania. They're coming in from Albania, all kind of, and they just can't keep up with it. And of course, they've got free medical for everybody, even tourists coming over there. They give you free medical. So, I mean, how can they possibly survive that kind of influx and pay
they
for
can't.
All the bills?
At some point, the system is going to start breaking down. We're going to start seeing clashes in the street between the citizens and the refugees. And a big part of the problem is, even though this clearly is not working, George Soros and his organizations are still out there encouraging it, funding it. They've got people down there in these countries making all kinds of impossible-to-keep promises. If you can get into Europe, we're going to give you a Ferrari or something like that. And you're absolutely right. The reason Europe is fighting back, at least at the grassroots level, they're out of money. They're out of room.
They're
watching as their culture is basically getting papered over with all these foreign cultures. There are parts of Germany now where the native Germans are feeling like they're strangers in a strange land.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. What do you think Macron's reason for addressing the world leaders like this and calling the veterans of all the different countries that died there demons, possessed by demons? Why would he do something like that?
I don't think Macron was referring to the veterans themselves. When he said the old demons were rising, he meant the demons of nationalism. He was definitely on the warpath for that. Macron is committed to the New World Order, and he was using this event, Armistice Day, as a stage to push that agenda, and he pushed it as hard as he could.
And what do you think of that, Mike? Do you think that that worked? Do you think it was effective? What do you think the other world leaders?
Well, it certainly didn't work on me. And most of the writings I've seen about it are very critical of Macron for basically forgetting what he was supposed to be there for. As far as globalism, I don't think it's ever going to work. And I don't think it's a good idea anyway. I think humanity is best served by a planet Earth with a couple of hundred similar-sized nations with good, solid borders, each looking out for their own interests, trading across the borders, tourism across the borders. But a national border serves the same function as a fireproof door in a building or a watertight bulkhead in a ship. It contains a problem. If you have a one-world government and one-world economy, and no borders anywhere, the first major incident that comes along could bring down civilization. Here's what's really scary. We've got all these people are still out there saying that we've got to tear down the fence with Mexico. These people from Central America, they've got to be let on in. Just let them all on in. What happens if somebody in that crowd just arrived here from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and is not yet symptomatic but is a carrier of the Ebola virus? What do you do then? That's why we need borders. We need controlled borders. There are some nasty illnesses out there. In fact, another nation in Africa is now dealing with a massive cholera outbreak. Anyway, David, are you there?
Joe. Yeah.
Right. This is Joe. Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
That's it for now, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Joe. We're going to let you go and switch over to Rhonda in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. The elections are on my mind. And from where I'm sitting, it looks like the children got let go or, you know, are playing in the playground of politics.
And yes.
You said earlier that Bill Nelson said, we're letting illegals vote, right? So that's childish behavior.
Well, his lawyers did. His lawyers admitted it. They were there, you know, watching the recount. And then when the judge said these cannot be counted, the lawyers objected.
Mm-hmm. From where I'm sitting, it's like they're asking for punishment. It's like what wasn't said, Mike, was, yeah, illegals are voting. Now, what are you going to do about it? So what are we going to do about it? I think we should give them two choices. One's a little better than the other. The ones that are caught cheating, we should bring the firing squads back. Or we could just, the ones that are caught cheating, and they won't admit it after this, but we find out that illegals voted in the Democratic election, well, you can't. It's all a mess right now. You can't recount any votes because it's just a mess. It should just flip on over to the other side. I think they should just give it to the other party. Republicans, Democrats, whoever's caught cheating, and I know Republicans probably cheat too, but it should be given to the other party. And if they can't get along, give it to the independent party. You know?
I would say, let's skip the confusion. And yeah, if the Republicans and Democrats are caught cheating, hand the election to the independents. Kick out those candidates. One of the aspects to my article on how to have an honest election is the idea that we need a zero tolerance policy in our laws, which would be that if a candidate and his campaign are caught cheating, that should be immediately removed from the from the race, because if a candidate cannot control their own staff and keep them in conformance with the law, then they're by definition unsuited to be managing a city, a county, a state, or the nation.
I'm just in awe that this can even be going on. I'm just sitting here going, what? What? Who's allowing this stuff? I mean, it's insanity. It's just, it makes me crazy. I hate injustice. I don't like injustice. You know, if they won legitimately, fine. You know, because they're representing their constituents, and apparently more of them wanted that person in office, but they have to go and cheat. And you don't hear of any Republicans cheating this time. That's interesting, isn't it?
The Republicans have never really been all that good at it. In fact, I think after Richard Nixon, I'm sure some has gone along. But the problem with the Democrats is they knew they were fighting an uphill battle going into these midterms. The internal polls were very much against them. So they knew the election fraud was going to have to be massive and it was going to be visible. And they counted on the corporate media to try and put the best possible spin on it. But the reason they're cheating is very simple. They're not there to represent their constituents. They're there to represent their financial backers. And the financial backers want them to win at all costs. Do what you need to do to get into office, because that's what I gave you my money for. And it is a totally corrupted system here.
It's disgusting, and it needs to be stopped. They need a deterrent, really. That is what's lacking. If you get caught cheating in politics, you know, firing squad, or you're gone. You know, we'll give you the choice. You can get the heck out and never come back. Or,
well, you know, the candidates are always going to say, I had no idea what was going on. Richard Nixon tried that one. You know, that there were some overzealous underlings in CREEP that were doing this, and that he, Richard Nixon, had no idea it had happened, which turned out to be a lie. All right, listen,
okay, well,
we got to take a break.
Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. We're going to be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. A couple of little stories we're finishing up with. Over at Silicon Valley, as we know, all of the executives at these companies are heavily liberal. And apparently there was a big stink where Facebook fired one of their executives. He was Oculus co-founder and virtual reality wunderkind Palmer Luckey, rising star in Silicon Valley. And apparently at the height of the 2016 presidential campaign, he donated a modest $10,000 to an anti-Hillary Clinton group. This sparked a backlash from his colleagues, which then led to him being put on leave. 6 months later, he was fired. Now, I'm pretty sure that there are laws saying that you cannot be fired for your political beliefs. And I would recommend that this individual talk to a lawyer before the statute of limitations expires and basically say, yeah, you can't do that. All righty. Snowing in parts of Kansas right now. Snow along the Front Range here. And here's an interesting little article. This came on out from orderorder.com. And it's all the times that we've been told we had just months to save the planet. And it starts out with the BBC, with their left-wing tropical, topical comedy MASH Report program, basically jumped on the recent announcement by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that we have just 12 years left to save the planet. Now, apparently, Andrew Sims a year later said we had only 100 months to avoid disaster. Time ran out on that prediction in 2016. Al Gore told us we had just 10 years in July of 2008 to ensure the survival of the United States of America. So, yeah, that clock ran on out and we're still here. Jim Henson, all the way back in 2009, warned that Obama only had 4 years to save Earth, which means Earth disappeared back in 2013. Prince Charles, back in May of 2008, said we had just 18 months to stop climate change. That gave us just until the end of 2009. Prince Charles, again, by July 2009, had said there is just 96 months to save the world. That clock ran out in 2017. Lester Brown published in 2009, we had only months, not years, to save civilization from climate change. It now has been years. And don't forget that wonderful prediction was in the British media. The UK Independent, March 20th, 2000, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. So, booga booga, be afraid. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everyone that you know. Take all this stuff about the very obvious ballot box stuffing that's going on all across the country and just literally put it right in the face of everybody that you know. We need to enrage the American people. We saw all of this back in 2000. We had 18 years to fix it. Nobody fixed it. The elections are still crookeder than a dog's hind leg. Anyway, have a good evening. Have a good Veterans Day. We'll be back tomorrow. And aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.